This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let it be.
Let it be.
This is Hugh's song today.
Let it be. Isn't it Paul McCartney?
Beatles.
Yeah, he was with the Beatles. Okay.
Just making sure.
Yep, nailed it.
No, I'm just making sure.
He is singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Because I know
song.
The time he went off and did his own thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's your song to Alec Bowman. It's Rob Thompson.
Let it be. Well, you got, this is still fluid. See, the unfortunate thing about when we do these on a day-to-day, y'all try to pigeonhole me into like today.
That's right, today.
Don't work like that.
Like, have an opinion.
Well, I mean,
today, God forbid.
We're living in today.
It's just a fluid opinion. It can't be yes or no.
Well, here's mine.
It's not how we operate.
even when I'm working, I write in pencil.
What?
Because I like to erase.
Oh, no, I'm writing this in Sharpie. Cannot bath for tonight.
I don't use a pen. I write in pencil.
You can cross things out.
I write
not submitting a math paper.
No, it looks better when you erase. No. And you wipe off the paper?
Sometimes.
Kyle's chiseling in stone here. Benjamin.
You and this cat right here, y'all dig in every day.
Hugh, I can't have
can't wait
tonight.
Till Kyle Jr. Get here either. He's going to be a feisty
You're really rushing that situation.
I know. You got to stop.
Give the guy Kyle a Jr. break here.
All right.
215-592.
Somebody been listening to
us. 215-592-9494. Your guess for Hughes Clues. We'll get to what Brandon Graham said yesterday because Hughes got some strong thoughts on it and really what happened with his retirement. But the Alec Bohm situation, what are you doing? Benching him, dropping him in the order, that's what I would do. I'd put Castellanos 4 tonight. I would put Bohm down more like an 8 spot in the order to try to take some of the pressure off him or leave him alone. I mean, Hugh wants to just let it be, let it ride it out. It just feels like this guy is so far in his head that tonight I can't have him hit 4. Let's go
yesterday
back to the,
was telling, though.
It was.
It was telling.
Four strikeouts?
Yeah, and he was hot. He was hot. Yesterday was telling.
And then he was arguing with the ump on the last one.
Yeah,
he doesn't usually do that.
Yeah.
He just feels like a player totally in his head. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
What's up, buddy?
All right. Listen, man. I really think you should move him to first bat. Let him bat first.
First?
What?
Yeah, let him bat first, man.
He's hitting 0.45. I can't have him hit leadoff. Well, what are we doing?
Let him lead off, man.
No.
That's what he needs. I'm trying to tell you, man.
You want
to
give him more at-bats?
Listen, it's going to work, I promise. Because the whole thing is, he's going after all these guys, right? And it's more pressure on him. It's no pressure. You batting first, he's going to get a hit. All they have to do is tell him, all we want is a hit from you, man. He's thinking too hard. There's a lot on his mind. I've been said about the mental thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of players that suffer with that. But it's all about, listen, I want the teammates to give this man a hug and say, this is a we season, not a me season. All we need you to do is mentally get back to the hitter that you used to be the person that you are, man, and guess what you are? You're a winner, just like the rest of the teammate, the rest of your teammates. Let's get back to the basics, just get some hits, and let's come on and win this championship together, man. You can't, it's not about you. It's about the team now. And everybody is mentally chimed in except for you. So we just got to, you know, you got to work with him. Let him bat first. I guarantee you he going to start hitting,
man. No, I can't do that. No, well, I can't. I can't.
I mean, come on.
I mean, it is an outside-the-box thought. So we've run the spectrum. Last segment, we had someone said, send him to AAA. This segment, we're going to hit him leadoff.
Is anyone, like, less suited to be a leadoff hitter than Alec Bohm?
Not right now.
He can't run. He swings at the first pitch. Yeah, like, what are you talking about, Will?
He's hitting 045.
You out of your mind?
Tell him to go back to the way he used to be.
Why didn't they just do that from the get-go? Hey, Bohm, just be how you used to be. Okay, you got it.
Tone is so rough.
They didn't think of it. They didn't think of it.
Well, you know what they did think? We want to trade him, and then no one took him. That's what they thought.
Off your rocker, Will.
Exactly what y'all were saying about Castellanos. What did I say about him?
Right, you were right about that. Yeah, you did say to stick with Castellanos.
That's about as equivalent as hitting an A-leg parlay.
Stop with that. This is kind of Will's bit. He resurrects the players that are just stuck.
They didn't put him at leadoff, though.
No, that's true. They did not.
You're pushing it.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, the next guy you're gonna have to look out for, and I say late May, early June. Guess what? Tepler, he's a monster. You just wait till he's
late May. My blood pressure can't handle this. Yeah, it's April 10th. I'm losing it.
No, you got to go out on a high note, Will.
You watch, but all right, listen.
Will, you got a guess for us? You got a guess for Hughes Clues?
Hey, look, all right, Hugh. I'm thinking like you said hot.
The hottest toy.
I believe hot is one of the names is in the title.
Oh, I know what he's saying.
Hopefully, I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking Hot Wheels.
Close. Mm.
Good guess, Will.
That's real close.
And that's,
you know how much Hot Wheels have changed over the years? When I was younger, the Hot Wheels, I'm here, so I just wanted to, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
The Hot Wheels used to have details of the engines on the bottom. You know, they used to have a car, the year that the car was made.
Okay.
And they had intricate details of, like, the engine. It wasn't the, you know what I mean? It was just the plastic on the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even do that anymore. They just write the name Hot Wheels and tell you, because they're mostly concept cars. They still do the original, you know, the newer cars. But they don't put that detail into the Hot Wheels like they used
not
to.
Not like the old days?
No.
It's like a lot of things. Not like
it's
the
not
old
like
days.
It's not like it used to be in the old days.
It's not. Chris and Yardley's up. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's going on?
I am so happy, Kyle, that you mentioned that Alec Bohm can't run. I mean, he is 225 pounds. He's 6'5", and he only hits singles. And when he gets on base, he can't even steal a bag or he can't even, like, make it home. I mean, this guy right now is not only so bad with his attitude issues, but gosh, even his physical stuff. He has been a Philadelphia Philly for 6 years, and I can't remember a season where I have seen him hit homer after homer or can even hit for power.
Well, he doesn't. I think his career high is 20, and I would say his average year is probably about 15, 16 home runs.
Yeah, but for being as big as he is and being what we picked him third, I mean, what is he doing? He is to a point where, for me, it's really two things that get me with this situation. Number one, it's the fact that I believe that, yeah, mental stuff happens with players, but you can change your attitude. His attitude right now is, like, atrocious for the team. And it kind of brings me to my second point, which is when players are playing well, right, when Sosa is almost getting hit by a pitch in the face and then beats out a ground ball mm-hmm. to give the Phillies the lead, when you have Nick Castellanos now hitting for power and not striking out as much, and you also have all these teams like responding to these players, Topper needs to go in and he needs to say, you know what, we need to reward our players for playing well. Like, even with Walker starting last night, it kind of shows, like, yeah, he got another start because he pitched well the first time. Now he's, you know, he shouldn't probably because of how bad he's been, but you know, we have to reward our players for playing well. And I'm kind of sick and tired of this idea that we're babying Alec Bohm, even though he's been a Philly for, this is his sixth season. I mean, he's 28.
I know. When people call him a kid, I think it's the daycare stuff that people think that. Like, when people call him a kid, I'm like, hold on. He's going to be 29 years old this season. He's not a kid. He's in his prime right now. I mean, hopefully he bounces back, but like, this is his athletic prime. He's not a kid.
He is not a kid. And to be honest, for being, like I said, picked as high as he is, for having the expectation that he has, he's not even like a Bryson Stott or a Brandon Marsh or someone like that. Like, this whole daycare thing, like, we do expect more out of this guy. And honestly, this is not the first time we've had this conversation. He couldn't deliver in the playoffs. He hasn't delivered in many times in the past couple of years. This has to be like a slap in the face to Rob Thompson, but more so a slap in the face to Edmundo Sosa and Nick Castellanos, who get benched, who go back in the order and they can never gain their way up because then we put this baby at number three and number four every night, and he strikes out or he can't hit for power.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're onto something with Topper's got to not just manage Bohm, but the whole team. And if you're right, like, if Castellanos has earned to hit above Bohm in the lineup, there's just no question. He's a better hitter right now. And the Sosa thing, like, I Hugh mentioned this last week. It holds weight when the best pitcher on the team, when Zach Wheeler says he's my favorite player in baseball, that resonates. Like, if his teammates want Sosa to play over him, it's a problem for Topper, Hugh. Like, he's got to manage, like, I don't want to lose Bohm versus the other guys want Sosa.
It's more of a problem for Bohm than it is Topper. Topper's going to do what's right by the player. That's why, for me, this is a fluid situation, because at the end of the day, if he's not hitting, at some point you're going to have to move on.
It's like the analogy to Bryce Huff. At some point, they had to not play Bryce Huff and play guys that were better.
But see, here's the thing that I think Topper's trying to guard against. You want to give this player, and you're right, by the way, Chris, but you want to give him every opportunity to try to work his way out of this. And then when it's all said and done, if he can't, like, because at this point it's mental. It's on him.
Totally.
He can't compartmentalize what somebody's saying about somebody else, and it's not you. The only way you combat that is you have to play better. You can't start sulking and things of that nature. See, for me, that's the issue that he's dealing with. He's worrying about what happened a couple days ago instead of staying in the moment. Mm. So he needs to learn how to get past that. But I hear you. They got him here for a reason, and they're going to try to work with him until they can't.
Well, I agree with you, Hugh. But I guess my thing is we've seen Trey struggle, right? We've been very critical of Bryce Harper. We've been even critical sometimes of like Aaron Nola, right? Mm-hmm. In the past. And I don't see these guys responding the way that Alec Bohm has. I mean, if it's really that bad mentally, then I'm all on board with benching him. I mean, originally I was going to say, just drop him down the lineup. He's probably still a better hitter than, like, Brandon Marsh or some of the other guys that we have. But if it's really that bad, which it honestly it could be, then I'm all on board with we need to get this guy on the bench and we need to have him, you know, have some days off because – if you can't, especially in this town, if you cannot handle adversity like that, I mean, gosh, like he's going to be, he can't be a Philly at this point.
Well, especially, I mean, if they're trying to win a World Series. See, that's one thing 5 years ago when he's coming up and he's just trying to learn it and they're not a good team. They're trying to win the World Series. Like, you can't have this. You're trying to win the World Series. Chris, give us a guess for Hugh's clues. A popular toy when Hugh was young.
You know, I was going to say Hot Wheels, but you said it was something similar to that. The only thing that can come to mind is Hess trucks.
That's a good guess.
The Hess trucks, that's not a bad
Chris,
guess.
Chris, good guess, not it. But at least people are on it a little bit now.
Yeah, they're getting it.
Hugh's giving out other clues.
Well, that's true.
What do you mean? Well,
I told him it was similar to Hot Wheels. That wasn't the first clue.
Well, it wasn't his first clue.
Yeah. It's not how this game works.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, because you're just in your feelings, because you thought someone would get it in the 10 o'clock hour, and now you're careening towards this handout.
What has happened is the younger callers are calling in. The OGs probably get this one. Because the younger callers, they're not thinking about stuff.
This is because someone called you old in the first segment.
No, I don't. Man, listen. Being old is a privilege. I'm not worried about that. It's a privilege to get this age.
All right. You know, it was a privilege watching Brandon Graham's career. He's retired now, but it does sound like Brandon's going through some stuff in his head post-retirement about how the process went. Let's listen to BG. He was on with Kay Adams. Listen to how he described how retired he is right now.
How retired are you?
I'm 90% retired. I'm 90%.
I love that. That's my favorite answer. God, you have given me such gold over the years, and that is the best answer. You're 90%. Okay, let's break it down. The 90 I get, baby girl, yeah. Retirement, this, the torn tricep. All what's the ten?
The 10 is how much I want to continue to train the way I'm training. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to look good and training for a game is different, but I haven't really changed that yet. I just want to go out there and speed it up to where I want to look good, make sure that I'm, you know, staying fit and while I'm still rehabbing my arm and making sure that when I do retire, I'm staying in the habit of that. Cause a lot of guys tell me when they leave, you got to make sure you stay in the habit of working out, doing what you do. Cause this is our first time really being off and not really having to train for anything. So I got a new motivation. It's just to look good. Cause if I'm going to be on TV and want to talk and have my suits on, I got to be looking good.
So he said he's 90% retired. And then he talked about, he used the phrase when I'm retired as if he didn't just retire a couple weeks ago. Or how about that extra 10%? What's going on there, that 10% of Brandon that he's not willing to say he's retired yet?
So that 10% is just in case, but I doubt it because I try to be a man of my word and I don't want to have to play up in that back and forth stuff. I'm just going to accept it and just move on and get ready for what's next because I feel like I'm going to make the next thing great. You know what I'm saying?
You will definitely do that, but all I heard was you're not fully.
I know.
I heard the door is not cement, boat lock, master lock shut. I heard you're going to stay in shape, which you're going to stay in shape because in January you might get a. We got to go face Mahomes. You told me you wanted to sack, and you didn't get your paws on in the Super Bowl. And I feel like you'd answer that call. Am I right?
And you know what? We ain't there yet. But if it happens, we can say you say the first.
All right. Sure, sounds to me like he's leaving the door open. He also used the phrase accepting. He said he's accepting where he is. What is he accepting? Listen to this. This is Brandon Graham on with Jason Kelce and Travis on the New Heights podcast. I'm going to assume this is what he means by accepting his situation as a retired player. Now, here's BG with the Kelce brothers.
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I wanted to give it another run because I got hurt. And I was like, man, I got a whole bunch left that I can still do. I prayed before I had went in the day before. And I was like, I'm going to put it in his hands. If we don't come to a conclusion that we can do it again, I ain't even going to fight it. So when I walk in, he like, BG, like, what you want to do? I say, man, what you want me to do?
Throw it right back at him.
He was like, BG, this is such a fairy tale ending, man. I can't let you, man. And when he said fairy tale, I was like, all right, Lord, I'm done.
Hugh, what's your thought on all that? Because I heard that as it almost sounded to me like he didn't really want to retire.
No.
And how we, I don't know if the right word is, convinced him. This is the best way.
Yeah.
This is how you should do it here. But that I don't know if that's what BG wanted, definitely wanted, because he said he walked in that room thinking he was going to play, and then he walked out thinking, I guess I'm retiring.
And I've said this to BG. You know how I feel about BG, and I love BG. And I told BG this, is that, man, you had the type of ending that anybody that has ever played this game dreams of. Read the room. Like, read the room, bro. I know you want to play. You're going to always want to play football. I mean, that's never going to go away. Like, there are Sundays when I want to get out there, and what they say, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak or whatever. I feel like that every Sunday. And a lot of times that motivates my workouts and things like that and my why. So, you know, you're going to always feel like that, BG. But read the room, bro, because – there is nothing else left for you to do. That desire is always going to be there. That wanting to be in the locker room, missing that dynamic, it's always going to be there. But you need to move on, you know. And I know that for us fans, we don't want to see it because he was a hell of an Eagle. But BG has had a storybook career. He went from being a bust to the greatest Eagle that has ever put on this uniform. And I say that with full sincerity. The only cat that ever played in this uniform as long as anybody, he's the longest, and he's won two Super Bowls. There's nothing left for you to do but taint your legacy. And what I mean by that is because, BG, people look at you, and you know what they remember about you? They remember the two-sack game you had with the Rams. They remember the relentless pursuit that you had to get a Super Bowl win in New Orleans against Patrick Mahomes. You know what they remember me for? Going down to Jacksonville and getting three sacks and then coming back to Philadelphia and getting hurt and losing in the Super Bowl. I mean, which I don't have a problem with that. That's just my reality. Your reality is you left the game playing at a high level. Brian Dawkins left the game playing at a high level. Jason Kelce left the game playing at a high level. I left the game on a stretcher. Ike left the game on a stretcher. John Ritchie left the game on a stretcher. And I'm being, you know, I'm elaborating a little bit because they didn't, but you get what I'm saying. We all got kicked out.
I guess that's how you end up at WIP.
But no, that's what I'm saying, though. You got kicked out. We all got kicked out. Read the room, bro. Just retire. There's nothing in your life you're ever going to want for except to play football. That's a fact. And if that's the only thing that you're ever going to want for, that's a hell of a life to have.
So I appreciate you have a perspective on this that very few people have. Like you literally live this, right? Like
yes.
As an Eagle and a pass rusher, like there's a lot of similarities between you and BG in a lot of ways. Hugh, as a fan of Brandon Graham, though, I feel conflicted about how he handled it. Because BG said he walked in the room wanting to give it another run, and he said, Howie, what do you want me to do? Feels like Howie retired him.
Well, Howie, inadvertently, he did. In a sense, he did. But
Howie could have said, hey, we have a lot of young guys here. We're going in that direction. We love you. We could have a special day for you if you want to retire as an Eagle. But if you want to keep going somewhere else, we respect that. I don't know where you're going to go, though, Joe.
Well,
I mean, someone would have taken him. He could still play.
Again, why?
Because he wants to play.
Joe, why? Though, and I understand that.
Yeah.
But everything that I just said, why would you want to go play somewhere else?
Now, maybe he would have said he ultimately didn't want to, and it would have ended up the same way. And just the way he presented the story, how he didn't give him those options, how he basically said, come on, man, this is a fairy tale, and let's just do it this way.
Yes.
I almost feel like he got coerced into retirement.
Well, Brandon's played, what, 15 years?
Yeah, but he said he walked in the room wanting to give it another run.
And he's going to, Joe, you're going to always feel like that. But Brandon's body is starting to break down.
Well, obviously, like, yes.
Now, that's a fact. You had one injury. And then you turn around and had the same one back to back. That's, you know who to talk to you when they do stuff like that happen? Jesus. Jesus is trying to tell you, son, you've ran your race.
So
you've ran your
race. Howie and Jesus retired.
But Jesus is telling you, you've run your race, bro. Yeah. There's nothing more for you to do. You have reached the pinnacle. I guarantee you sitting here right now that you could ask a couple Hall of Famers that never went to the Super Bowl, would they rather have their Hall of Fame career or the career that BG had? Some cats taking BG's career in a heartbeat.
I think you're right.
To leave the game the way that he left. Emmitt Smith, Super Bowl winner, Hall of Famer, left on a stretcher. Left, went out there and played until he couldn't play anymore.
He was averaging like 2 yards a carry for the Cardinals.
BG leaving the game on top. He leaving the game in rarefied air. There's not a Hall of Famer that's in the Hall of Fame right now that I can think of, and I might be just being facetious at this moment, but I'm cooking. There's not too many guys that have played this game that could say they had the career and the ending that BG
had. It's rare.
James Harrison, great Steeler, maybe a Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. He went out on a stretcher. He went out playing for the Patriots, and they lost. You can't top what BG's done.
So basically, you think he should accept it?
Man, listen. Watch your kids grow. You're gonna always want to play football. You're gonna always want to do that. You're gonna always want to impart your wisdom on the young guys. You can do that because you are the OG. You're goated. So leave it like it is, man. That's my advice. Leave it like it is.
215-592-9494. How does the BG thing hit you? Because it just does feel like he wanted to play, and how he said, it's probably better if you retire. Where do you come down on that? I feel conflicted because it feels like BG wanted to play and how he retired him. I don't know if they gave him the option of you could go elsewhere if you really want to do that. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on all those. BG and Alec Bohm, what should they do? Bench him, drop him in the order, which is what I would do, or just let it ride. That's what Hugh wants to do. You could weigh in on that next, and let's give people a second clue on the other side because they need it. Pugh, you thought this would be an easy one.
It was easy. Mm. People ain't thinking.
Well, obviously not. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on any of the outright winners to first-round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I have my bet in on Colin Morikawa. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a $100 gift card to give away today, Hugh, to Sunoco.
Sunoco.
And we're trying to give this
away.
Give
some gas away.
Hugh's clues. All right, you gave your first clue. Why don't you give a second clue before we go back to the phone lines for everyone? Because they need it. We're arguing about Bohm today. Talking about the BG thing. We're trying to also give away a gift card and celebrate a big Phillies win. Hugh, second clue today.
This second clue is a banger.
Okay.
Joe disrespected this toy. He laughed at me when I told him about this toy.
Well, I don't think
I felt some kind of way.
No, I didn't
you did
I
laugh.
Just, I called it something different than you called it.
He diminished it down to it.
And you diminished it. Yeah, that was not cool.
It wasn't meant in a malicious way.
He did call it what it was.
Yeah.
No, you just got offended.
No.
Because you
were a little sensitive.
Because you thought it was the hottest toy out there.
It was the hottest toy.
And then when I said it my way, you were like, well, no, but that's not what it is.
Because you, it was disrespectful.
You've been a little sensitive.
Yeah, this is sensitive, Douglas.
Last couple of days. I admit that. I own that. Okay. I own that. You know, people not saying my name or I don't hear my name.
Yep.
I get real sensitive about that, though.
Even when they do say your name.
I mean, because I don't hear it. It's good thing y'all here.
Yeah,
because I'd have acted a fool if not. But y'all said he did, so I was cool.
He did. All right, 215-592-9494. Are your calls on Alec Bohm? What should they do? Let's check in on our Twitter poll. I'm curious. Actually, sometimes I can guess before the show, Hugh, where the Twitter poll is going to go.
Yes.
Like what people might vote for depending on just the temperature of the room. I have no idea. So the three options today for Alec Bohm, drop him in the order, which is what I would do. Do nothing. which is what Do Nothing Douglas over here would do, or the big one, bench him, which is bench what Kyle him. Wants to do. Our Twitter question today. Let's check out where everyone is on this today. So far, about an hour and a half into the show, we have, it's kind of split. 46% are with me. Drop him in the lineup. 33% with Kyle. Bench him. 21% on nothing.
Standing pat.
I mean, you're losing the poll. I mean,
oh, yes. This is not my shining day.
It's a loss for you.
You're getting smoked.
Long talking is not working. It's my favorite today.
Well, I think people are tired of Bohm. I think they're, well, I think they're voting against Bohm more than just voting against
you.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of that. Yeah. But it's still a little early. I feel like it's premature.
It's a sixth year in the major league.
I mean, you're talking about, I'm talking about in this season.
No, it is early in this season. But it's not early to get him out of the fourth spot.
I get it. Because people can't compartmentalize the fact that we're talking about this year. They're throwing the other five in there,
well,
too.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
as they should.
Part
that's
of
part
fandom.
Of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you see a pattern throughout 6 years of a guy's career, it's safe to say that this is not just an April.
I mean, and we've seen him. I mean, he was an all-star last year, if I'm not mistaken. That was his first one. I mean, but
he was. But there are a lot of guys that make a baseball all-star team.
I don't give a shit.
Listen.
Michael Lorenzen made an all-star team.
I understand that.
Pat Neshek made an all-star team, and then he used to come after me on Twitter. Pat Neshek did not like me, and I didn't like Pat Neshek.
What'd you do to him?
Let's talk about that.
Well, I just said he stunk.
Is it because you were pro Gabe?
Well, because I defended Gabe when Neshek was complaining.
Wait a minute, was he sliding your DM talking greasy?
No. What he did was he used to like tweets that people were ripping me.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't say nothing to you personally.
Back when you could see people's likes. I understand. Okay, we need to bring that back.
I might be able to find it. He once liked a photo of me as a clown. Pat Neshek, the Phillies relief pitcher.
Okay, so yeah, he'd be all
right. That's one of my favorites.
Because he was a big baby. Gabe wanted to warm him up, but he said he was pitched last night. Like, get in the game.
I got to say, I love the Jillio clown
picks.
They're great. I have one saved in my phone.
I find it fascinating how we as Philly fans don't understand that the athletes from back in the day they're not the same ones anymore. You very rarely find those guys anymore.
So you're saying they're hard soft
to find
now?
If that's the words you choose to use.
Well, how would you describe it? Softer? Tough?
I look at it like it's not about
soft.
I don't look at it as being tough. I look at it as we're in a different era where, and this is going to sound real soft to me to say, but feelings matter.
You are out of control.
I am trying to tell you.
Get this guy off my show.
Listen to what I'm saying.
What happened to you?
What you mean? I grew up in an era where you compartmentalized your feelings and you kept moving. That's what we did. And to this day, we still do that. These guys and gals, they don't do that. They're in touch with their I was about to say feminine side.
You're towing the line here.
Yeah, I'm not so much the feminine side, but the psychological side of the pressure of being in sports. And in order, because this is what it is, this is a part of analytics. And in order to get the most out of these guys, you got to figure out what makes it.
Just call them babies. That's what they are.
But that's a derogatory term. Now, when you're talking about the day and age, the athletes that you're dealing
while
with
while we're playing amateur psychologists here on the show, I do think
what
part
you mean
of this.
Amateur? I'm not going to tell that.
Nope.
Yeah.
But I know people.
I do think part of it is that the criticism never stops. These guys, just like everyone else, are on their phone all the time, right? Like, it's not like.
And they see it.
They see it, right? And they pretend they don't. And maybe some guys are better than others at ignoring it. But I don't know how Alec Bohm handles all of this. But he's in his head. That is obvious to me. And I need him dropped in the order starting tonight. Let's talk to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
What's up, buddy? What are you thinking?
Hey, man. You got to bench him. But if you bench, he's done. He's done. I think he's cooked. He don't have the mental that if you benched him, he's going to come back, you know, to show everybody. And if you drop him in a lineup, that's going to mess with his mental too. I think he's so close to Ben Simmons, like you said, Joe, right now with the mental, that I don't think there's anything that we can do. If you just leave him alone and he struggles, you're going to lose him. So I really don't think there's nothing that we can do for him.
Well,
right
and
then
leave him alone. The reason I can't leave him alone is because he's hurting the team.
Yeah,
right?
You got to figure that out. I think
he'll hurt the team less batting eighth than fourth.
I think there's some common ground to be had here, but the floor is yours, Jay. But I think there's common ground.
So he's not being of value. You know, he's not hitting. He's not he now has an error that he normally wouldn't have. And he's not a good clubhouse guy. You're bringing no value to this team at all. Your team, the best pitcher on the club that his favorite player to watch is a guy who's playing platoon with you right now who's outplayed you. So that says a lot, man. That says a lot. And nobody else stepped up after they heard that and said, oh, that's my guy, spoke about him. They heard that, and it's quiet.
Because they might feel the same way. I mean, exactly.
Jay, not to cut you off, but here's where I think that there's some redeeming qualities. Because everything that you just said, I understand how Alec might take it. I look at that like this, and this is how you should look at it. If they're praising him, then I have to start doing stuff so I can get my praise. Sure. I can get my accolades. I got to get my flowers. And the only way I do that.
You're from a different generation. If he's like that, Pop Douglas, we would see different. We don't even see, like we would see different. You would feel different.
Yeah.
He obviously doesn't think like that.
Yeah, he don't. But that's what I'm saying, Jay. You have to figure out how to get him to see it that way. Because that to me is a challenge. Oh, you like him better than me? Okay, I'll show you. Yeah. That's a challenge.
I wonder how much longer they can wait to do this, though. Like, how much rope do you give? Right, how much rope do you give him, Hugh? Like, so you want to leave it alone tonight? He bats fourth or third tonight. How much rope are we giving this guy?
We go to St. Louis this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I let him get a home cooked meal.
So you're talking about another week or a weekend?
No, I didn't.
Weekend.
Listen.
So when they get back next week.
We got a three-game set against the Rams, the St. Louis Rams.
What year are you in? Wrong sport.
When I get to cooking, I won't be thinking about what's coming out of my mouth.
All right. They come home Monday to play the Giants. Monday the 14th against the Giants.
You better make some hay this weekend because you're like 0-10 in this series or something like that.
Struck out 4 times last night.
Yeah, so you better make some hay in this next series. I'm going to give you tonight, but the weekend is a given. Let me just say that right now for everybody that the weekend is a given.
You're worried about running into his family.
No, it's not. Joe, it's not that. What I'm hoping. Listen,
he's worried about mom.
Not running into his mom because you had to do what's best for the team. But what I'm hoping as a coach, because now I'm channeling my inner topper here. Okay. I'm hoping that him being home helps him being around people that he knows, loves, and cares about him. Helps get him out of that funk. And then I'm even going so far as thinking that maybe I'll have a talk with him about the slump that he's in. You know, hey, man, I know you're slumping and you da-da-da. We believe in you. Because sometimes you have to reaffirm a you got to reaffirm players and let them know that you believe in them.
Skip Douglas.
That's what I'm just saying, man. This is the problem with you people.
Hold on a second. It is 11:38.
this is the problem.
We have guests in here, and you're using you people?
You people are unwilling to adapt to the new style of athlete. You people don't want to do that.
We've been doing the bum thing for six years.
Because, like, he stinks, and get him out of there, he's a bum. That dog don't hunt no more.
He is a bum.
See,
but
Jay,
not adapting to that.
Jay, who's still
he
with
has
us.
To adapt to the team.
Jay, this is the problem with Hugh.
Oh, he's Jay's here.
He's too sensitive.
My bad, Jay.
he may put up numbers on a bad team, and it won't matter. But he's not built for this team and for this city and for what we need. He's just not. So guess what? You got to cut him loose. And the longer we keep him while he struggles, the less value that he has in a trade. So you got to get him out of here, though. But he's got to go. You said if he doesn't hit, he's batting 0-45 right now.
No, dog.
What does he have to bat? It's pretty bad.
No, listen, Jay.
0-35. That's the line.
Jay,
we get below 0-40. Pull the plug.
Jay, wait a minute. Hold up. Because now y'all clowning. But, Jay, listen. He's going home. He going home this weekend, man. Let the man go home. Let him go home. Let him sleep in his high school bed.
He's gonna be tired from his mom cooking.
Few more weeks of this, we're gonna send him home for good.
He needs to be around people he know care about him.
Yeah, talk him in with a warm glass of milk and read him a bedtime story.
I'm trying to get solutions to problems.
No, you're calling.
You know what? Jay's got an idea. We trade him to the Cardinals. We just leave him there. All the home cooked meals he wants. Jay, what do you got for us for a guest for Hugh's Clues?
So
don't let me down, Jay. Hold on, bro. Do not let me down.
Look, I have no idea.
Real quick,
imagine if your significant other spoke to you like Hugh's Clues. Imagine if you walked in the house and she just came up to you and said, I'm feeling an emotion and turned around. Like, what is going on? He's Clues.
Hey, you know what, Jay? I mean, that's on you because if she say, I'm feeling some kind of way and she turn around, I already know what that means.
you're in trouble.
It's time. You know, time to perform.
Oh, that's what you think?
Yeah, it's time to perform.
I thought she was mad. All right,
I got that D, baby.
If your wife come up to you and say, "You know how I'm feeling," who thinks anything else?
Well, it depends.
It's time to perform.
The tone.
Slather Vaseline on me. It don't care what the tone is, because the tone might be a little rough in your house.
All right, Jay. What do you got?
I'm just saying.
Hey, man. I have no idea. Super soaker.
All right.
That's not a bad guess.
You were convinced someone was getting this on the first try.
See, my OG, Jay, he got to be young, man. Because the OGs know what this toy was. The hottest toy on the block.
He was going to feel so old.
I recognize this toy.
Yeah, I remember.
I knew what it was.
Yeah, but he's going to
Somebody's out there right now.
He's going to feel old when the show's over.
Trying to call in because they know the answer. They just can't get through.
Mm-hmm. You're manifesting this now?
I believe in it. Okay. No, I believe it's the next person. Next person's going
to
get there.
All right, let's talk to Tony and Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Tony, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling on Boom?
I'm feeling like, and I'm speaking from a management point of view. We need to, what do we have? 11 games into the season. We still have 151 games to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a player that was all-star caliber last year. I say we drop him down the lineup and iron sharpens iron, bringing in Sosa, bringing in other players to challenge him and motivate him. That would be the ideal way to go. I still have faith that he can regain his composure, his form. We just don't want to give up on him. You know, in management, the hardest thing to do is find a better replacement. Now, unless we have a better replacement in place, which we don't, we keep working on him, developing him, and have, you know, let's not bench him, drop him in the lineup, take the pressure off of him a little bit. I know he's a major league ball player and he's getting paid handsomely to perform, but it's too early in the season to just bench the guy, drop him in the lineup, and I guarantee you, I'm going to the game on Monday in San Francisco for the Giants,
mm-hmm,
rather,
mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping he's still in the lineup. I want to see him. I want to see him pull a Turner, like when Turner wasn't doing well and all of us.
Are you
going to
give him a standing ovation, Tony? Are you going to stand up, give him the ovation on Monday?
I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
A one-man standing out?
That's right.
I hope to see you in the crowd,
Tony. He's going to save the day. He's going to save Alec Boehm.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Tony, I'm with you. I keep him in the lineup tonight, but I drop him. He can't hit fourth. I mean, I think it's actually hurting him right now more than helping him. You would think fourth, he's in the middle of the order, guys are on base. But I think the pressure there, you could see it on his face. He's just, he's in his head.
You can see it in his body language.
Yeah, you can. Well, his body language is getting worse. Good. Yeah, it's not good. All right, Tony, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues? He's desperate for someone to win this thing. Desperate.
Hot in his, I'm 56. I'm gonna say Transformers.
That's a really good guess. Yeah, so they were hot.
Tony, good guess.
And they were more simple to transform back in our day. They hard as hell to transform now.
Have you seen something to transform? Lately?
The new ones?
No, I mean, I haven't played one lately.
They're so much more intricate than they were.
I used to struggle with those big time.
Well,
back in the day?
If you saw them now, you would truly struggle. Because it's so many different moving parts. Because they put the emphasis on the movie Transformers.
But are the kids struggling or are the grown-ups struggling?
Well, I would probably say if you're one of the kids and you don't transform it a lot, because there's a lot of parts to it, it'd probably be hard to transform if you don't keep the instructions. Forgot them. For instructions. Yeah, instructions.
Oh, so you forgot the word
instructions?
Yes, I did. I was about to say the manual.
That would have worked. That's,
yeah, the manual. But manual, you got to keep the manual because it's hard. They are hard to transform. Forget you, Kyle. How about that?
Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, what's up?
How's it going? I'm not letting you down today. But my Phillies point with Boehm, I'm kind of torn because I feel like you need to bench him for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bench him, he's not getting the workout in. So I could go either way with setting him down.
You mean at bats? Like he's not getting at bats if you're benching him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It would take him out of live reps. Yeah, you lose that for a few days.
A lot of the times he's on base, I mean, how many times has he left guys on base?
Well, like, so he got the hit on opening day, right? The game-winning hit opening day, extra innings. I think he's 0 for his last 12 since then with runners in scoring position. He's been it's atrocious.
Now, off topic, would you think, I'm going to give you a thing. So Whit Merrifield last year, right?
Yep.
And how long he lasted. Who lasts longer, Whit or Jordan?
Oh, Jordan Romano? Oh, that's a good question. Both similar contracts, too, like a one-year, $8 million kind of deal. That's an interesting.
Romano? I would probably say Romano.
So Witt lasted to what, July? They cut him in July, somewhere around there?
I believe so.
That's a good question. I think actually Romano could be out of here quicker.
You think so?
Yeah. If Painter comes up and Rager comes back,
well, they
could acquire pitchers here. And look, if he stinks, I mean, they also might put him on the IL. We never see him again. I mean, he stinks.
Your description of when he was out there pitching, you said he was struggling to throw 93.
And he was putting all he had. I mean, it was full effort. Max effort, 93, and Mookie Betts taking batting practice.
Of him out there sweating, just throwing as hard as he can. Not really.
I mean, there wasn't much difference between you and him throwing out there. We saw your first pitch. We saw yours. All right, Thomas, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
One last thing. Mm-hmm. Cody Clemens, could you put him at third? I know he played first a little bit last year.
He could, yeah. No, I think they did do it at one point last year. Now, I don't know how good defensively we'd be, but it is weird. Cody's on this roster, and it's like he has no place. They don't use him to pinch hit. He doesn't play for anyone. He's just kind of there. Thomas, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
So I think that I got this after the first clue.
Ooh.
It was easy clue, and it was hot. I'm going to say easy bake oven.
That's actually – this is – he. I think he put things together. Now, I didn't picture you as an easy bake oven guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I can see it.
Thomas, you picture me cooking little cakes and stuff in easy bake oven? That's what you picture me doing?
Well, it had the name
in the streets of Mansfield, Ohio.
The man I know today.
In the streets of Mansfield, Ohio. I'm baking cakes. That's what I'm doing.
Yep. You kind of cooked
it. Hey, it was a hot thing.
He took your clue literally.
Hey, Thomas, yeah. I appreciate you thinking outside the box, but no, that's not it.
I got to say, this is a big L for you so far.
It's not.
You peacocked in here thinking, they're going to get this on the first clue, first try. You guessed the first caller would get it.
I did guess that. I mean, what? 5-6 callers.
It's noon almost. This is a tough one for you. All right, let's go to David Mount Airy wants to leave Bowman St. Louis. What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys? How are you today?
Dave, what's up, buddy?
I definitely want to leave Bowman St. Louis. I think, you know, if you even ignore his start this year, very soon we're going to have the question of whether we want to sign Bohm to a long-term contract because he's coming up on the end of his rookie stuff. And so he's going to be a free agent, and we're going to have to make a decision on him. And there's no way we're going to sign him for a long-term deal in Philly. So let's cut bait now and leave him in St. Louis. Maybe I know St. Louis doesn't want the Arenado contract. We can pick up that contract, have a legit third baseman that for the rest of the year. And we have Aiden Miller in the minor leagues who can play third base in a year or two. So I think the sooner we make that move, get rid of Bohm, bring somebody in who can play third base. Cody Clemens is fine, but not the answer. I think the sooner the better. So I would love to see us leave Bohm in St. Louis and bring back Arenado.
You know, it's ironic, Dave, because during the offseason, when I was thinking through the potential Bohm, destinations if they did trade him, that one came up. Like because Arenado, they tried to trade him, and he blocked because he had no trade clause. But I did see Philadelphia is – I think Arenado has like six teams, Hugh, he'd be willing to go to. Like he'd accept a trade. The Phillies are one of those teams. So, Dave, I don't know if that happens tomorrow. But by the time we get to the trade deadline, I think that's – you might be onto something there, Dave. There could be something there because the Cardinals aren't going anywhere. And I could see them moving him this trade deadline. No question. Dave, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, I think it's early. It's early for a trade. Now, would the Phillies trade Bohm? Yeah, they try to trade him in the offseason. But I think it's early to get someone else to take him right now.
Yeah,
that's what makes it complicated, because what do you do with him until the trade deadline?
Yeah, hopefully, if you're really done with him, it's not going to do you any good to trade him now because he's not hitting great. You're not going to get a whole lot for him.
Yeah, you want to rebuild the value.
You want to try to do that. So nothing's going to happen this soon. But to your point, I give him to this weekend, and then you have to start doing things a little different. Because the one thing Topper has done this year so far, he's not waiting a long time to pull the trigger on certain moves that need to be made with this team.
Yeah, so the idea of benching, which a lot of people want to do, Kyle wants to do, like, is that a day? Is that 2 days? Is it 3 days? Because they did this, they sat him down Sunday, right? Like, this has already happened. Right, they sat him down Sunday. They had the off day Monday, and they came back and played Tuesday, and he hasn't responded from that. So, like, when people say bench him, is that for tonight, and then he's back in the lineup tomorrow? Or is this an extended thing? Because the whole objective, and you've been saying this, we got to get something to click, something to work. I don't know if he's going to respond from a real benching. If he doesn't play for 3 or 4 days, you might lose him forever.
Yeah, you have to figure out how you can get the most out of him. And I think that's, to be honest, that's a conversation. How you feeling? Where are you in your headspace? You know, last night you looked a little frustrated at your last at bat.
Mm.
You know, I mean, is there anything you want to talk about? And take it from there. Because this at this point, I feel like it's mental. Because this, you said it last week. You didn't, or Kyle, one of you guys, you didn't like his body language.
Yeah.
It was something that wasn't as noticeable to me before as it was last night. Last night, it was more demonstrative. He was more animated when he struck out last night.
I know I'm being kind of facetious when I say this. Sometimes it feels like he's going to cry. He looks like, you know, you ever see someone that looks like they're about to cry? He looks like that sometimes. Yeah. And I don't know if he's actually ever going to do that, but he just has that, like he's wearing it. It's on his face. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. What to do with Alec Bohm? Drop him in the order, which is what I would do. Leave him where he is. He wants to let this ride or bench him outright. Where do you come down on this? And the Brandon Graham situation. He spoke about Howie and his conversation. Brandon said he's about 90% retired. He talked about Howie saying this is the fairy tale ending. I'm conflicted because it feels to me like Brandon wanted to play and Howie nudged him towards retirement. Hugh says, hey, Brandon, accept it. It's time to go. 215-592-9494. And your guesses for Hugh's clues here. We have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Your guesses. Why don't you tell everyone as they think on this in the next few minutes, the two clues you've given out so far. Let people stew on them for a second here.
This was the hottest toy on the block when I was growing up.
Okay.
And Joe disrespected this toy. He laughed.
Well,
he
no, I just said,
hearty,
I called it something different, which
you got offended.
You got offended. Because you explained that,
laugh.
I was like, oh, it's this, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's
but that's not what it was.
But it is.
It is not.
Okay.
It's not.
When we get to the answer, everyone will realize I wasn't being disrespectful.
Yeah,
I was just I was calling it what it is. 215.
In your feelings.
592-9494.
I'm not disputing that.
Plus, we'll get to a couple things with the pitching. Someone who is gaining trust and some who are losing it. That's the next Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.